The immigration bill that seemed doomed in the Senate suddenly got a new lease on life today. That's because even as the GOP majority voted to filibuster a measure that had broad backing from Democrats, key Republicans came up with a last-minute compromise of their own to take that bill's place. NPR's David Wellner begins our coverage from Capitol Hill.
Only moments after the Senate voted 60-39 to keep the immigration bill it's been debating this past week from coming to a vote, Majority Leader Bill Frist called a news conference to declare all was not lost.
We've had a huge breakthrough, which will allow us to pivot in the next several hours that will lead us to the conclusion of passing a very important bill.
Essentially, the deal Frist and other Republicans struck is identical to the bill approved last week by the Judiciary Committee, which gives a path to citizenship for the 11 to 12 million people who live in the U.S. illegally. There's one significant difference. Only those undocumented foreigners who can prove they've lived at least 5 years in the U.S. are automatically eligible to apply for citizenship. Those who've been here from 2 to 5 years would have to go to some border point of entry and apply for a green card. They, too, could eventually become citizens. Frist insists he's opposed to amnesty. And South Carolina Republican Lindsey Graham today said the compromise is not an amnesty.
I think we've got what is akin to a plea bargain that understands it's a nonviolent offense and you got a probationary sentence that's tough but fair.
But it's clear Republicans remain sharply divided over immigration. Five GOP senators called a news conference to reject the Senate compromise. Arizona's John Kyle said it puts those here illegally ahead of those waiting outside the U.S. for green cards.
The basic principle which we have been concerned about, jumping ahead in line, getting on an automatic path to citizenship, and being allowed to be permanently in the United States, whether or not there is a job for you, are not affected at all by this so-called compromise, which is why we have to oppose it.
Colorado House Republican Tom Tancredo, who's led opposition to legalizing undocumented workers, was even more blunt in his assessment of the compromise.
If you've broken the law, and if you've done it for long enough, you'll get amnesty. If you've only broken it for a short time, you're out of here, right?
Tancredo said he was certain fellow House Republicans would reject any bill giving legal status to undocumented immigrants, even if President Bush pushes them to do otherwise. Today in North Carolina, the president encouraged the Senate to finish the immigration bill before starting a 2-week recess.
I recognize there are still details to be worked out. I would encourage the members to work hard to get the bill done prior to the upcoming break.
But Senate Democrats warned that opponents of the compromise could complicate quick passage of the bill. Here's Illinois' Barack Obama.
There is concern within our caucus that if there are a series of amendments that are offered to gut the bill, or if you go into conference committee, it gets hijacked and comes back in a much weaker version, that it would not represent a success.
And opponents of the compromise insist they will try to amend it. David Wellner, NPR News, the Capitol.